Good afternoon, everyone. So for our afternoon plenary, I would like to introduce to you Dr. Matt Dobbs. He is an associate professor in the physics department at McGill.
Okay, so one of the things we're going to do in the classroom, or that I like to do in the classroom, is focus on learning how to learn. And some strategies for doing that. I teach a lot of physics courses where there's a lot of technical things. There's a lot of programming. There's a lot of solving equations. It's very useful to be able to graph things and so forth. So one of the things I do in class is I do my class having some analysis program open on my screen the whole time, and I purposely choose an analysis package that I do not use in my research and that I'm not familiar with. And this serves two purposes. I don't know how useful this is, but this serves two purposes, or my strategy for doing it, is that A, I'm not the expert in the room at that thing. I'm the expert in the room at the physics, I'm the expert in the room at the statistics, but I'm using a tool that I'm obviously clumsy with. And I do that on purpose for two reasons. One is that it demonstrates that I can be at a peer level with people in the class, that they can actually help me do things. There's always people in the room yelling out the right command as I do my control H help stuff and struggle up there. But the other thing is it shows them exactly how I go about learning to do some new thing, a trivial thing in this context, some programming language where I know exactly what it should do, I just don't know the right keywords. So they see me, you know, bring up Google 300 times and search for a keyword that I'm after and so forth. And they see me struggle with that same learning process. So I often do that. I do can a bunch of routines, you know, have some cut and paste commands that I'm not spending the whole class struggling. But that's one way that I try to learn with them. Another is that I like to open lectures with a current events section. So if I teach a course on energy and the environment, the physics of energy, it's easy. We can open the course and talk about the Keystone Pipeline or whatever's happening that day. But the important thing with this is I have no idea where the topic's going to go. And it very often goes somewhere that I am not an expert and that I'm not comfortable with, that I don't know the answer for. And so they get to see me cross-check things. When someone says, oh, you know, there's a new machine out there that perpetually creates energy, violates the first law of thermodynamics. I know it's wrong already. But, you know, I can't just sit there with a bunch of people and say, hey, that's just got to be wrong because, you know, I believe in thermodynamics. We have to figure out what's wrong with that. And so, you know, we can look up the news article. We can Google things. We can see what's going on. And I think that's a very important element of the class. It's also a great icebreaker. It gets people to talk to each other. It gets people to talk to me. And very often, the things that we come up with, I don't know the answer to. So I don't even know whose opinion is valid yet. So I can call on people who don't normally talk, who are shy to talk. And, you know, none of us can give off that body language that, like, oh, that's the wrong answer right away or anything like that. So that's one strategy I use to emphasize the learning part. There was a hand.